In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are almost halfway through the fast. Tomorrow is the Sunday of the Veneration of the Cross, which marks the midpoint of Lent. And, you know, as with anything, you know, you start with good intentions, but as time passes, it gets a little harder and a little harder to keep on, especially now that we have before us another, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of fasting. But today's epistle reading encourages us to stick it out, to endure. It was written, the Epistle to the Hebrews was written by St. Paul to the Israelite or Hebrew Christians, those who were Jewish by background but had converted and believed in Christ, written to them, encouraging them to persevere. But they had much more to deal with. They were facing persecution. As he said, being publicly exposed to abuse and affliction, joyfully accepting the plundering of their property. So they were not just suffering in their own persons, but also, you know, losing their livelihood. Some of them were being killed. And of course, many of them, even if they weren't suffering in this way, they knew many who were, and they tried to strengthen them and uphold them. St. Paul says that when you first started out, you were eager to do this, joyfully accepting these difficulties for the sake of Christ. But as time went on, they started to weary. They started to weaken. And he encourages them, therefore, to continue. He says, do not throw away your confidence, that confidence which you showed at the very beginning, when you were so eager to seek after the promises of God, knowing that salvation has come in Jesus Christ, a salvation which means more than everything in this world, which is worth the loss of everything in this world. He says, hold on to that confidence. Don't throw it away, because there is a reward. The reward is coming. As he says, the coming one shall come and shall not tarry. Who's the coming one? Jesus Christ, who's coming at a time we don't know, but is surely fixed in the mind of God, in order to judge the living and the dead, and to welcome those who are faithful to him into his eternal kingdom. You have need of endurance, St. Paul says, so that you may do the will of God and receive what is promised. So we do not face the same challenges that they faced. In a sense, we have it much easier because we aren't under that constant threat of persecution. But we shouldn't take that lack of external challenge as an invitation to be lax. We have need of discipline so that we can hold on to Christ in this life. For them, it was a matter of life and death, choosing Christ and possibly dying so that they might live with him. But we face that same judgment that they faced, that they are facing. We are facing, let me get my tenses right. We are facing that same judgment that they faced. But for us, The threat is not from others, but the threat is from our own complacency. And this is why the church has given us the disciplines of Great Lent, to rouse us out of that complacency, to help us to take seriously the promises of Christ and the reward that he has for us when he comes again. So that we might not throw away our confidence, not because someone has threatened us and we give in to their threats, but we might not throw away our confidence because of our own laziness. We have need of endurance. You know, Pascha is 4 weeks away. Pascha is 4 weeks away. The celebration of Christ's resurrection, which was not just a victory for him, but was a victory for all humanity. Through him, we can now overcome not only death, but also sin. Through him, we can die to sin and live for God and enjoy the communion with God, the fellowship with God that he has as God's Son, becoming partakers of the divine nature. All of these great promises are ours, but in order to obtain them, we have need of endurance. So hold on to these disciplines, stick it out. Continue with your fasting. Continue with your prayer, you know, even increasing your fasting and prayer as we come closer to Pascha rather than sort of giving yourself license to take it easy. Come to church and enjoy these beautiful services that the church has to stoke in us the fires of repentance. Study your scriptures, listen to the words of the saints, and be inspired by them, and thus grow closer to Christ and seek those promises that he has given us, so that we may dwell with him in this life and in the life to come, to his glory and the glory of his unoriginate Father and his all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.